From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, more help for Jamaica's primary healthcare sector. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. The Spanish Town Hospital in St. Catherine was recently gifted with some state-of-the-art equipment, including two gurneys. The gifts were procured and handed over through the Portmore and St. Catherine Municipal Corporations, with both the Mayor of Spanish Town, Norman Scott, and Portmore Mayor, Leon Thomas, visiting the facility last week for the handing over.
This donation process started from last year after our colleague, former councillor Michael Edwards, passed off. And it was then said at the time there was no stretcher for it to stay on. And since then, we have gone out to have a tour of the hospital, look at the needs that are there.
Mayor of Spanish Town, Norman Scott. While the total cost of the donation was uncertain, the items will play a major part in the process of upgrading the hospital.
We have given some donations before, and this is part of a list of items that were given to us that the hospital is in dire need of. I have friends in the United States, and they have sourced these equipment, and I can tell you that this is just the start of many more pieces of equipment that are going to be given to us and will be donated to the hospital.
The mayor adds that the hospital was not the only health facility to benefit from the kindness of the diaspora. The Spanish Town Infirmary also received one of the state-of-the-art stretchers. Training will be required to operate these new stretchers, which are more than just beds. Used primarily in trauma cases, the stretchers are designed to resuscitate patients and are specialized to assist with the movement of patients who may need to be handled delicately. Chief Executive Officer of the Spanish Town Hospital, Duane Francis, received the gifts on behalf of the grateful staff and patients.
These two emergency stretchers will be placed in the accident and emergency department at the institution. It will greatly assist us in being able to care for persons who are emergency care, persons who are coming into the institution that require care.
Plans are underway, he adds, to upgrade the services at the hospital, and he's inviting the public, non-government organizations, and private interests to partner with the team to make the mission a reality.
We're extremely grateful for this donation, as our organization is poised for upgrading to a Type A and being assessed by the United Nations operational arm. We implore Corporate Jamaica to come out and assist us. As well as Corporate Jamaica, we are really happy to see the municipal councils coming together to assist us in giving the organization the critical needed equipment that we require to care for the people of St. Catherine.
Earlier this year, the Ministry of Health launched a pre-construction technical assessment of the hospital as part of preparatory work to upgrade the facility from a Type B to a Type A. Hospitals in Jamaica are classified as either Type A, B, or C. Upgrading from a Type B to a Type A will mean more services, more facilities, and more beds. Other entities such as the Embassy of Japan have also been contributing to the renovation process with a donation of specialized equipment. The upgrading will also enable the facility to better serve the wide range of cases from St. Catherine and neighboring parishes. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a honey and farmer. JSIF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JSIF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JSIF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JSIF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.